Welcome to Education Currents, a show designed to provide educational news and commentary from a Christian worldview. The greatest resource any community has is its children. And by providing for them the best possible education, we are providing for ourselves and future generations. Join us as we explore the latest social and political issues surrounding education today.
Welcome, welcome. I'm Dr. Rose Gamblin, and today's title of the show is Why Go to Your High School Reunion? And because I really couldn't see any reason for going to my high school reunion, I had never attended. I graduated from high school in 1974 from a little school called Greater New York Academy. This academy was founded in the 1920s, and it's a non-boarding high school for educating Christian youth in the Greater New York area. So it's nothing spectacular. The building is rather modest, and parking's impossible. And of course, anybody familiar with New York City, the best way to get there is by subway. So why go to your high school reunion? So over the years, I began to think about what had helped formed me to be the person that I was. And I realized that part of that formation was my high school experience. So I began longing to go to my reunion, but it never worked out. And many times the reunions were on cruise ships. They weren't at the site because it was easier to organize that than to have a crowd of people come to the actual little school there located in Woodside. In fact, the address is 41-32 58th Street, Woodside, New York, 1137. And you can go to their website even as I'm talking to you. It's gnya.org. And you can look at more information. I mean, I'm very proud of what they have done. Anyway, back to why go to your high school reunion. Now, looking at my life, I am a lifelong educator, taught preschool, elementary, middle school, high school, on the college level. I have a terminal degree, and for fun, I currently teach and am the principal of a little church school in Gettysburg, and I just love schools, and I realize that part of who I am is because of my high school experience. So I heard the news. They were going to have a reunion, and it was going to be over Columbus Day weekend, so I'd have Monday to recuperate. And now I just had to find the money and talk either my brother or my husband into accompanying me. Now, Dr. Tooley, he also had gone to Greater New York Academy, so when my husband said no, he wouldn't go, I talked my brother into going. And then, as you well know, my brother took a call to Taiwan to teach at the university there. So I had to go back to my husband and twist his arm. And he decided to accompany me. So I got more and more excited as the weekend drew near. You know, when you graduate in 1973 and it's now 2016... Well, a lot of years have passed, and you have lots of wrinkles and rolls of flesh that you didn't have when you were a young thing. And so you get nervous about that, and you want to look your best. And then you get nervous about where will you stay and how will you get there. So we rented a car, and we rented a motel, and we took off on that Friday. What should have been about a three-hour tour went on and on and on. When we could see the city limits. We could see the skyline of New York City. And of course, when I had left it many years ago, the Twin Towers were still standing. But now is that the beautiful memorial, One World Observatory, that stands on top of where the Twin Towers used to be, and now it's the One World Trade Center. And we could see that. That was unique to me. And the traffic, people started cutting over across the median. So at some point, everyone else was doing it. I did it too, which then routed us through the Lincoln Tunnel, which on a Friday evening, I think any tunnels going into New York are going to be very crowded. It was just crawling. We probably did 3 miles an hour until we finally got to our Comfort Inn, and then what a comfort it was. So we went to bed, and the next morning we headed out, and there was a shuttle that would take us to the subway, and then from the subway stop, we didn't have to get on the subway. We could actually walk to Greater New York Academy, and the noise was thundering. The subways were going over our heads, and I was thinking of that first time when I came fresh out of Africa, and I was going to go to school in a big city like New York. It was exhilarating, and it was terrifying. I got on the subway, and I just wanted it to continue into a hole in the ground. I didn't want to get off and go and meet peers and go to school with kids my own age. What would they think of me, and how would I navigate in that arena? You know, being homeschooled through the first 10 grades of your life and then being thrust into a big arena like New York City, you can see why I had not attended any high school reunions. I was suffering maybe from post-traumatic stress syndrome. Anyway, setting that aside, we walked the few blocks until we were standing out in front of the little school, Greater New York Academy, located there on 58th Street in Woodside, New York. There wasn't anybody around. I thought, well, maybe I'd gotten the wrong weekend, but nowadays with social media and Facebook, I was pretty sure I had the right weekend. And I took my picture, had my husband take a picture of me standing in front, and I'll try to put that on Facebook, on our page, on our Education Currents page. And then we went in, and it was really cool. When I got in, there was two of my very best friends. I hadn't seen them, you know, since 1973. Helene Butchma and Jill Doster. And of course, they have married names now, but those were the names that I knew them by. And they were running the show. They had done all the work, and they had it all organized and had nice packets for us. And that moment had to step back in time and think, who would have guessed 40-some years later that these two women would still have a heart for this school and work so hard for it and for this event? And what had I been doing? Actually, not very much. So why go to your high school reunion? Maybe that answers part of the question, because you can continue and help continue a legacy. I just want to take a few moments out here to read what Helene had written to me back then. It said, "Dear Rose, I'm so glad you came to GNYA. I'll always remember you and your strip and that awful blue hat. I don't feel so sad about writing this because I'm going to see you a lot this summer. You have made a lovely change in our lives, and you brighten our day. God bless you, and don't forget me, and write me next year. Love, Helene." And then Jill wrote, "Dear Rose, it's been lots of fun this year. I really loved getting to know you, and I give you my sincere sympathy for having to put up with Marty. He was a boy I liked. You deserve a medal, and I really love your strip act." Well, I don't remember my strip act, but it definitely left some impression on them, probably some silly thing that us girls did. Anyway, it was amazing how that sentiment was still there. I mean, we hugged each other. We were so happy to see each other. They were so busy. I went on upstairs to the chapel to get ready for the first program, and I was in the choir, so I was singing some music and practicing with the group. But I already kind of knew the answer. Why go to your high school reunion? Well, you know, we have to take a break right here, and thank you for thinking about this with me. Those of you that are in high school, what's it going to be like when you come back? And those of you that have long since left the high school scene, have you gone back? Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about these things. We'll be right back.
Here's Dr. Rose Gamblin with a Mind Matter Minute.
I'm often referred to as the absent-minded professor. I take it as a compliment because the term brings to mind a highly intelligent person. I like to ignore the rest of the comment that alludes to failing miserably to remember things in the realm of common sense. Does high IQ equal low common sense? Don't ask my husband, who the other day put together two handicap ramps while I was still figuring out the angles, ratios, areas, and writing a materials list. You see, God doesn't give all the gifts to one person, and we need to appreciate the differences. No two brains have the same cracks and crannies. Without you, it just wouldn't be the same. Your mind matters.
Mind Matter Minute is brought to you by MRG Media Ministry. For more information on topics about learning, go to mrgmediaministry.com. That's mrgmediaministry.com.
You've got questions? God has answers, and they're all found in the Bible. Welcome to God's Treasure Chest. I'm Charles Mills. Let's see what's hiding in God's Word today.
When I'm around my friends, they swear and tell me to. When I say no, they call me chicken and force me. At home I pray, but I still feel guilty. What should I do?
The fact that when you get home and pray and still feel guilty doesn't mean God hasn't forgiven you. The Treasure Chest says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, 1 John 1:9. Perhaps you haven't made the decision to fight for what you know to be right. Maybe you're not allowing Jesus to work in partnership with you to overcome the temptations your friends toss your way. Guilt doesn't just highlight sin. It serves as God's persistent reminder that you've still got work to do, even after He's forgiven you. The next time someone tells you to use God's name without proper reverence, say, God is my friend. I want to show Him the same courtesy I show you by not using your name disrespectfully. If they laugh, they're probably embarrassed. But you've stood up for your right to honor your Heavenly Father. And at night, when you bow in prayer, you'll find the load of guilt gone, replaced by a growing confidence in God's ability to help you do what you know is right. If you'd like to learn more about God and His amazing treasure chest, write for your free kids-only Bible course. The address is Treasure Chest, P.O. Box 53055, Los Angeles, California, 90053. Discover the many answers waiting for you in God's Treasure Chest.
You've been listening to Education Currents. Be sure and like us on our Education Currents Facebook page and consider joining MRG Media in this radio ministry. You can call us anytime at 301-824-3162. That's 301-824-3162. Or write to MRG Media at P.O. Box 413, Smithsburg, Maryland, 21783. That's P.O. Box 413, Smithsburg, Maryland, 21783. Welcome back. I'm Dr. Rose Gamblin, and today's show is called Why Go to Your High School Reunion? And I'm recounting my first and only high school reunion that I went to just a few months ago. So to begin with, we are trying to answer the question, why go to your high school reunion? I mean, it took me quite a few years, 43 years to go back to finally go to a high school reunion? Why go to a high school reunion? Well, first of all, did you have a good experience in your high school? If you didn't have a good experience in your high school, why would you want to go back and remember that? But if you did have a good experience, maybe you should go back. And also, is God impressing you? to go back. This is an opportunity to touch lives again that you haven't been in contact with. So you ask yourself the question, did you have a good experience in high school? And then number two, can you afford to go back? You might have to pay for motel room and food. It's expensive and you need to be able to afford it. Maybe it's a luxury that you just can't afford. And number three, what purpose will it serve? Now, just a little sidebar here. In every life, there's times that we reflect. And in the reflection, we learn more about ourselves. It should give us courage to go on with a stronger emphasis on the mission that God has called us to do. Reflection is an important part of our human development, of our lifelong learning. So for no other purpose, you're going back to reflect on where you've been and where you are now. How far along have you come? So that is a great purpose. That isn't the only purpose, though. Another purpose is to fortify those former classmates of yours, to encourage them and to help them in their journey. Life is not for the faint of heart. It's a tough journey. We have many challenges. And I know that one of the biggest purposes is to fortify those that are still on this earth. We actually, as part of the program, went through those that had passed away. And we were sad to realize that there were at least five of our immediate classmates that had passed away, and many more in our decade. So my decade was in the 70s. Many more in that decade, along with the principal, the former principal, Mr. Newberry. And so we remembered their lives, and we remembered again that this world is not our home. We are just passing through. Our treasures are laid out somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. So if the only purpose is for us to begin to focus 100% of our lives on God, that is a fabulous focus. We had the opportunity of listening to a speaker that had been very dear to all of us. And as he just broke out in song in one part of his sermon, and some of us class members, we just started crying because he's older than us. So he knows that, you know, he's the next in line and that God wants him and loves him and looks at his journey as almost over. And so we remember the text like, you know, I've fought the good fight and there's laid up for me. And then we thought of those classmates that didn't come. And we didn't know where they were. We haven't seen them on social media. No one knows where they are. And so we're praying for those classmates that have just dropped off the face of the earth. And then we prayed for the families of one of my dear classmates had committed suicide in the pain that the family was going through. We prayed for that. So what purpose will it serve? You have to ask yourself that question. And if you can't find any of the answers, then don't go to your high school reunion. In my situation, my high school was faith-based, so we have that very deep spiritual connection. But even in a public high school, there is a lot of spirituality elements that you can connect with and you can help others. And then my last question in answering why go to your high school reunion is, how will it help you for the future? How is this event going to help you for the future? It might set you back financially a little bit, might make you feel a little bit sad as you see that you and all your classmates have grown old, but how will it help you for the future? Well, my answer to that is it again recalibrates those questions that all of us have. Who am I? Why am I here? And what will become of me? And it helped me know that I'm here for one purpose only, and that is Jesus is coming back. He loves you. He will forgive you of your sins. You just have to accept. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. It will help you for that future. And then it will help you connect with others and give them this good, good news. So why go to your high school reunion? Well, we know that we learn most in the reflection process. And there is no better place than a high school reunion to reflect. It was wonderful seeing the faces of friends that I had loved so much and that hadn't been a part of my life since then, and reflect on how those people impacted my life. Even the words that they wrote in my yearbook gave me courage to try and do things that I otherwise would not have tried to do. They said they could see great things in me, and they said that they saw a cheerful spirit, and they said that I would go far, and all of those things were blessings that my classmates had spoken over me. And as I reflected, I appreciated that. In fact, I love that little school so much that I wish all of you could just go on their website and give them a few dollars. If all my listeners gave $1, they would have more than $25 million. Their website is gnya.org, and you'll see the donate button on the, I think it's the right-hand side of the website. Anyway, I kind of got off the topic, why go to your high school reunion? I wish you could have all come to mine. But I would say that the reason that it was good for me to go was because my life has been richer and my path more concise. And I'm hoping that you will consider the next time you have a high school reunion, you will consider going. Maybe you didn't have the best experience, but maybe God has somebody you can touch there. It's amazing. I had one classmate say, "Rose, you gave me a compliment, and no one had ever given me a compliment before." And that meant so much to me. I carried those words with me for years. They just helped me go through some very difficult times. I have no idea what I said, but I realized that no man is an island. And we are all hurt when someone else is hurt, and we all can rejoice when someone else is successful. And we need to go to our high school reunions if God is prompting you to do so. And with that, I have one last thing to say, and that is keep learning.
You have been listening to Education Current, a production of MRG Media Ministries. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word, mrgmediaministries.com.